In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. Today in the Diocese of the United States, we celebrate the memorial of Saint André Bessette. He was born on August 9, 1845, in the town of Saint-Grégoire, near Montreal. He was given the name of Alfred in baptism, and he was orphaned at the age of 12. As a child, he was poor, uneducated, and plagued by ill health. Before entering religious life, he tried his hand at many trades, including that of the farmhand, an apprentice shoemaker, a baker, a blacksmith, and a tinsmith. For a time, he worked in the textile mills of Connecticut in the United States. And in 1870, he entered the Congregation of the Holy Cross and took the name of Brother André. As the porter or doorkeeper at the College of Notre Dame in Montreal, he became renowned as a worker of miracles, specifically miraculous healings, all of which he attributed to the intercession of Saint Joseph. Throughout his 65 years in religious life, Brother André displayed and fostered great devotion to Saint Joseph among the sick and the otherwise afflicted. In 1904, he founded the Oratory of Saint Joseph, which is today one of the most frequented pilgrimage sites in North America. He was always known as a man of prayer and the friend of the poor. People stricken with illness or anguish came to him from distant places to seek from him faith in God, trust in St. Joseph's intercession, a pathway to prayer and the sacraments, a glimmer of hope, and oftentimes a genuine relief of body and soul. This last quote from the Beatification Homily by St. John Paul II. At the age of 91, Brother André died on this date, 6th of January, 1937, and 1 million men, women, and children paid him a last homage. He was declared blessed by St. John Paul II in 1982, and then just a few years ago, he was declared saint by Pope Benedict XVI. One of the most striking features in the life of this holy man is, of course, his devotion to Saint Joseph, which he promoted so effectively. We could ask ourselves, well, why Saint Joseph? There's so many saints in the church. He might have been devoted to Saint Caledonia, or to Saint Peter Favor, or whoever it might be. Obviously, it's good to have devotion to all the saints, but we can't have devotion to them all because there are thousands. We wouldn't even be able to memorize them all, right? But St. Joseph holds a unique place even among the saints. The reason is explained for us by one of my favorites, St. Teresa of Avila. I'll quote to you from her autobiography. St. Teresa says, "I took for my advocate and Lord the glorious St. Joseph and commended myself earnestly to him. And I found that this, my Father and Lord, delivered me both from this trouble and also from other and greater troubles concerning my honor and the loss of my soul, and that he gave me greater blessings than I could ask of him. I do not remember even now that I have ever asked anything of him which he has failed to grant. I am astonished at the great favors which God has bestowed on me through this blessed saint, and at the perils from which he has freed me, both in body and in soul. To other saints, the Lord seems to have given grace to succor us in some of our necessities. But of this glorious saint, my experience is that he succors us in them all, and that the Lord wishes to teach us that as he was himself subject to him on earth, for being his guardian and being called his father, he could command him, just so in heaven, he still does all that he asks. This has also been the experience of other persons whom I have advised to commend themselves to him. And even today, there are many who have great devotion to him through having newly experienced this truth. I wish I could persuade everyone to be devoted to this glorious saint, for I have great experience of the blessings which he can obtain from God. I have never known anyone to be truly devoted to him and render him particular services who did not notably advance in virtue, for he gives very real help to souls who commend themselves to him. For some years now, I think, I have made some request of him every year on his feast, and I have always had it granted. If my petition is in any way ill-directed, he directs it aright for my greater good. I only beg for the love of God that anyone who does not believe me will put what I say to the test, and he will see by experience what great advantages come from his commending himself to this glorious patriarch and having devotion to him. Those who practice prayer should have a special affection for him always. I do not know how anyone can think of the Queen of the Angels during the time that she suffered so much with the child Jesus without giving thanks to Saint Joseph for the way he helped them. If anyone cannot find a master to teach him how to pray, let him take this glorious saint as his master, and he will not go astray. End quote from Saint Teresa of Avila. Okay. So the point Saint Teresa is making here is that Saint Joseph, again, is unique even among the saints. You know, because many of the saints have a gift for, how should we say, God wishes to glorify them by giving them the grace to intercede in particular circumstances, right? And so, you know, if you're trying to find a lost object, you go to Saint Anthony of Padua, right? If you have cancer, you might go to Saint Peregrine. If you're a musician, you might go to Saint Cecilia, etc., etc. Which is not to say that these saints can't help us in other circumstances, but Saint Joseph has this wondrous ability to obtain for us any and every grace, right? And that's because, and which means that we can go to him in any and every need. You don't have to scratch your head and say, let's see, is Saint Joseph the appropriate saint to ask this grace of? No, you already know that he is, right? And that's because of the intimacy that he has with our Lord and with our Blessed Mother in heaven, right? And that intimacy is the, you might say, the necessary follow-up to the intimacy he had with our Lord and our Lady in this earth. Because one basic principle in the spiritual life is that, you know, any gift or grace that God gives us in this life can't possibly be lacking in the next. If God gives us a special grace here in this world, it'll be either present or it will be in some way surpassed in the kingdom of heaven. And so Saint Joseph enjoyed the closest possible union that a saint could have with Our Lady and with the Divine Child in this world. Well, how could he not have that in heaven, right? He had the ability to command the Divine Child in this world, an ability which I'm sure he exercised with holy fear and reverence, right? So how would he not have an extraordinary intercessory power with our Lord in heaven? And so we need to go to Saint Joseph in all of our needs. And so how beautiful that God would raise up a saint like André Bessette, who would proclaim this truth to us and who would build monuments to Saint Joseph in order to encourage us to have constant recourse to him. I should add that for those of us who are consecrated to Our Lady, devotion to Saint Joseph is kind of a necessary consequence, right? Because you know, Our Lady, if we give ourselves wholly to our Blessed Mother, she will give herself to us. And you might say that in the degree that we give ourselves to her, she will give herself to us. And that giving herself means also giving us everything she has, right? And it means that we begin to share her sentiments. We begin to share her thoughts, her affections and desires. Well, what were her sentiments towards Saint Joseph? You know, this was the saint who had served her best on earth. How could she not foster in us a tender devotion to him? You might even say that our devotion to Saint Joseph is a good gauge of the degree of our devotion to Our Lady. The more we enter into that life of union with her, the more we will develop a tender affection for him and a reliance upon him. Whereas if we find that Saint Joseph is somehow at arm's length in our devotion, if we ponder him seldom, if we don't have a desire to glorify him, then it could be an indication that we haven't entered deeply enough into our Marian consecration, because Our Lady desires for her most chaste spouse to be glorified. And so she's the one who, as the mediatrix of all grace, would hand each grace to Saint Joseph that he might pass it on to us. And that actually has been the teaching of a number of saints, including Saint John Bosco, that each grace which comes to us from the heart of Jesus, which passes through the hands of our Blessed Lady, goes subsequently to Saint Joseph and then to us. And so he has this this extraordinary role really in every aspect of our spiritual lives. And it's only right and fitting that we acknowledge that role, that we honor him, that we be grateful to him and love him in return. Praised be Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, now and forever.